Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
I'm your host tonight, Pastor Terry. On the third Thursday of Women Speak Now, my sister, Prophetess Lisa, and I have exchanged, so she will be on the fourth Thursday. Amen. And through it all, we give God all the glory. Praise be to God. Can't help but praise him. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Family, the Lord has gave me this. You know, when the Lord gives me a word, it's something that he wants me to do with it. So what my topic tonight, what we're going to do, I'm going to be sharing this word as he uses me, is closing the generational gaps. This is Third Thursday, 2/17/2022. Amen. Let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I humbly come to you to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, that we all may rejoice in it. Just thank you, Lord, for giving me another opportunity and allowing Pastor E to allow me to be the vessel that you can use tonight to share a word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you just empty me. Empty me, Father, and fill me up and use me, Lord. Use me for your good purpose. Use me like never before, Father, for your purpose that I can share this word with the people. In your son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Praise be to God, family. If you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to start off with the first scripture. We're going to start off with Psalms 119:89-90. And again, my subject matter, my topic tonight is closing the generational gaps. This, I'm speaking to us as people of God and us as black people of color, black people, African American. Closing the generational gaps. This is our month, February. There's so much that we couldn't even take a whole month to share what's going on with black history. Amen. But that's not what we're here tonight, family. We're here to talk about closing our generational gaps. So let's go to the scripture, Psalms 119:89-90. And it reads, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth, and it abides." I would say, my God, all generations. We should be undergoing, living through, we should be going through, witnessing, and experiencing our Father's faithfulness. Faithfulness. He's been so faithful. If you don't think he's been faithful, look back at your last 2 years. As I look back at mine, I can't help but think and can't help but praise him. Hallelujah. And it says also, and it abides within us. Abides within us means we accept God, his word. We obey and we observe. We follow and keep hold to God's faithfulness. Everything else may fail, but the faithfulness of our God. And he said all generations. When we look at the Bible, and you speak of, the Bible tells us on generations, he's speaking to all of us. And I always say, happy Black History Month, family, my beautiful family. I tell you, we all are, some of us, on this line, on the internet, and those that come on the archives later. We remember our parents. We're speaking about our generation. We remember our parents and our grandparents. And some of us may remember our great-grandparents. We remember them just praising the Lord. Can't help but praise him. The Lord Jesus, our God. Amen. I tell you, family, this being Black History Month, knowing our history, the complete circle. Some of us know bits and pieces, but the complete circle. Amen. How many, we can just say, how many teenagers do we know? When we talk about teenagers, that's the Generation Z. They're in between 10 and 25 years of age. How many of them you think can name and know about our black pioneers? I tell you, when we say black pioneers, besides Dr. Martin Luther King, we all know Dr. Martin Luther King. But what about Rosa Parks, Frederick Douglass, Ralph J. Bunch, I had to praise him, that was my junior high school, W.B.E. Du Bois, Jackie Robinson, Harriet Tubman. There's countless names we could be teaching our generations underneath us. How many of us know that Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King, was a mighty minister of God? He marched on peaceful protesting, peacefully fighting for our rights, our civil rights as people of color. And I tell you, he was very young. Because when you look at it, it's remarkable, Dr. King. This mighty man of God was 39 years of age when he was assassinated. And in an 11-year period from 1957, I wasn't even born, to 1968, Dr. King traveled over 6 million miles and spoke over 2,500 speeches, speaking in areas of injustice where there was protesting going on. And he was trying to, and activities were going on. And then also you got to know about Dr. King. He wrote many books and many articles and famous speeches. These generations we have behind us now, they need to meditate on Dr. King's I Have a Dream. Oh, these generations. I tell you that their great-grandparents, their great-grandparents, some of them need to just know what their great-grandparents, their parents, call. If back in the days, you know, if their great-grandparents and parents, they couldn't even pick up a book and read it. If they were called sneaking to read a book, they could be hung and killed. Now we have these generations now. They have the books. They have freedom to read at will. But they don't. But our generations before us, most of them, they knew the Lord. They believed in the Lord, and they trusted in him. And they knew him, and they were, I tell you, they were free then. Even while our ancestors, the generations before us, were in slavery, they were free. Because it says, he who the Son sets free will be free indeed. They were free. They were free in their mind and their spirit. I mean, I tell you, we could take a toll. We sit here and take a toll of our households, in our cities, in our counties, in our states, in our nations. Approximately what percentage do you think of our homes and our households today? I'm saying honestly. We're going to answer honestly. Own a Bible. A Bible. The Word of God. I like what Pastor E says. It's our standard operational procedure. And I always thank God when he opened my eyes out of darkness to know. We can read everything else, but we're not reading the Word of God and applying it to our life. We're wasting time. The time God has given us. Or even if they have if they don't have a Bible in the household, how many even have a Bible downloaded on their phone or on their tablet? Because, you know, we're in these generations, they're in electronics. But check them out. Just check them out sometimes. See what they got. See what kind of apps they got on there. When we look back at our generations before us, we remember our parents and my grandmother, ooh, my big mama. But our parents and our grandmother, they had their Bibles out on display. Some of them had them open to certain scriptures, had the tabs in there. They have them sitting on the coffee tables and sitting on the mantles. Oh, Jesus. Having them accessible at all times. You didn't have to go look for a Bible. Oh, Jesus. That's because, family, they loved the Lord and they had their way. They had their very own relationship with the Lord. Now, we can't keep going on our moms and our grandparents and those before us. We have to have our own relationships. That's why we have to close this generational gap. The ones that's behind us, we have to work on them. Amen, family? I tell you, when you think about it, they couldn't even, some of them couldn't even read and write, our ancestors. They couldn't read and write, but they knew the Word of God. They had the church within them. Oh, Jesus. I always think, and I remember, you think about how Big Mama praised the Lord. The song said, hallelujah is the highest praise. We have to learn to praise God through no matter what our circumstances is, no matter what circumstances the world is. Just shut down and give him his hallelujah. Give him what he deserves. Amen, family? We think about the generations before us. We praise God for them having their relationships. But we are all accountable to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Black History Month, family. When you think about Black History Month, we want to go back to some history. Our first African Baptist Church of Savannah, Georgia, that began in 1777, the oldest Black church in North America. And we know it was full of believers, believing in Jesus Christ, believing and trusting in God. Family, always say, right now I'm in my 60s, and then there's those that's in their 50s. And then after that, the percentage of believers in God goes down. Jesus. We must do something to close the generational gaps. Amen. The 40s, 30s, and 20s, them teens, and them youth. When we look at his word, he says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way they should go. And when he gets old, he will not depart from it. Amen to this. Amen to that scripture. But we got to ask ourselves, as parents, as guardians, as aunties, as uncles, are we training up the children, closing these generational gaps? Some of these generations are being trained by the streets. We know that. We know that because when we see the news or we see the statistics of what they're going on, they're being trained by the streets. The generational gap widens. It began to widen when they took discipline out of the household. They took out discipline, and then they put in CPS. Jesus, I tell you, they put CPS in the minds of these generations. I tell you, family, are we praying? We have to ask ourselves. As parents, I don't have children, but as parents and guardians, aunties, uncles, whatever you are, these generations under you, we have family members. Are we praying with our children? Yes, are we praying? Are we teaching them to bless their food and thank the God he provided that food on the table? Are we, family? Jesus. Are we reading the Bible with them? Are we praying as a family? Say, a family that prays together stays together. Are we studying the Bible with them? If we have them in our household, if we don't, we have to work on some lanes and read so we can get the generational gap closed. And I always say, we can't say we don't have time because our God should be our first and our last of each day he gives us. In the morning, the song said, praise, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And before he lays you down to sleep, he should be in between. But I always say, people, I don't have time. You don't have time for what? I mean, this is the time God has given you on earth. And if you're not taking serious and praising God for the time he's given you, when you see people dropping, some of them ain't going home to be with the Lord, waiting for him to call them home. Some of them are going other places. This is why they say the time is now to make sure you're in Christ Jesus. That's why we got to work on this generational gap. I tell you, we all remember our parents and grandparents. I tell you, they were stating that, but we should be also closing the gap. Amen? This week was a fabulous week. So much going on. Sunday was excitement. Monday was excitement. Sunday was Super Bowl. Monday was exciting for some of us. It was Valentine's Day. Super Bowl. Valentine's. I tell you, folks get so excited. Even myself, I enjoy sports. I enjoyed the game. But I have to say, Are we getting it all that excited about Jesus as we do these things that's happening in other worlds? We should be just as excited as even more excited about Jesus. Being ready for his coming again. They say being ready, stay ready, because making sure the generations behind us are ready too. Because sometimes, and they say when you got to get ready, getting ready might be just too late, Jesus. You know, when we get into the Word of God, into a relationship, we begin to understand some things. This is why I have Pastor E, Dr. Edward Hamilton, he teaches Fura. Getting familiarity, getting an understanding, letting the Lord give you some revelation so you can apply it to your life. We shouldn't be making, once we're as believers and we're trusting God and letting him lead us and we're following him, we shouldn't be making the same mistakes we made. I thank Jesus. Sometimes we just got to take a praise break. As the song said, praise him, the highest praise, hallelujah. And if they looking at you strange, they should be doing it too. Take a praise break. Give him his honor. Amen. I tell you, family, like I was saying, we got to stay ready, because getting ready, it might be too late to get in right standing with God. We want to get in right standing with everything else. But where does God come in? Again, I'm saying we're all accountable to him. If you not believe, if you didn't believe in God during before COVID, oh, come on now. Somebody needs to knock you on the head. People got to realize God is real and living. In his word, I tell you, he says, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. Family. These younger generations, they have access. Access to every new electronic. They have access to movies, to music. There is. And as parents, and again, as guardian, that includes the rest of us, that's not parents, that's over these generations. Parents, the providers of these apparatuses, the providers of these phones, the providers of these tablets, you have a right. We have a right to monitor what they are doing on them. Be like my mama used to be nosy. Amen. I did enjoy the Super Bowl. I didn't like how the crowd booed. They booed the Super Bowl Rams MVP, Cooper Kupp. And I listened to him and I listened again on YouTube, his acceptance speech. It was humble. It was very humbling. And I had to Google him because I Google, if anybody know me, I Google everything. Amen. I had to Google him, and I read his Wikipedia. And it said he was a devout Christian. And I said, he's a believer. He did say it so humble. And he said he goes out to do his best to enjoy the process, enjoy the game, and give his best effort. He's working hard with the gifts God has given him. I said, all glory be to God. And somebody had the nerve to boo him. Jesus, help us down here. Look, I tell you, family, we are all called to be a biblical. We all have a biblical duty to see that the next generation know God, know of his great works. Because he's the same God that our ancestors, the generations before us, the same God today, yesterday, and will be forever. Praise be to God. And he's with the same word of God. We are a family. We are to teach the younger generations. Teach them to read his word, to think like Jesus. And then they will behave like Jesus, to believe and trust in Jesus, to obey his word, to pray to him, to pray to God. When we say, draw near, God draws near to a generation of believers. God will draw near to you when you believe in him. Again, family, if you have your Bibles, we're going to another scripture. Psalms 145:14. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who bow down. Jesus. Our generation shall praise his works and declare his mighty acts. This is why we are to input the truth one to another, exalting the Lord. That song, hallelujah, is the highest praise. Exalt the Lord in excitement. Have excitement in sharing Jesus. He who saves lives, telling of his greatness. How great is our God. We have to let the younger generations know that no price is too much to follow Jesus. Because some of them can feel peer pressure in what their friends and cliques might say and what they might think of them following Jesus. This is why we have to input in this. We have to let them know that wherever he leads them, family, we have to let them know that's where God wants them. We must also, family, pay attention and look into and check out the things and pay attention to what they are paying attention to. Sometimes, family, these younger generations are listening to music. We have to let them know that the people in the music industry, some of them have had Jesus head of their life. Trust them that following Christ, that we can have a good, he said, in abundance and a clean life. Amen, family? I remember one of the pastor Eric, he preached one of my cousin's homegoing service. And he was saying when he was a young kid, and that's what I'm saying, peer pressure. And they used to tease him. We see you, Eric, you running with your Bible. But this young man is a devout pastor sharing the word of God. Nothing to hide. Be proud that you are a follower of Christ. Be proud that you are a child of God. This is why, family, we have to teach this. We have to teach them right and wrong. And then when we say teach them, because that's what Proverbs 22:6, they train them up. We got to break it down in their terms. Teach them who the devil really is, why there's hatred in the world. Teach them all this hatred. Let them know some people are lacking God. Because if they had God, they would have love and there would be no hatred. Amen? Because we know God is love. When we teach in these younger generations, we have to get down to their understanding. If I'm talking to a 12-year-old, 15-year-old, 6-year-old, I got to get down on their understanding. Amen? Believe me, these youngsters are sharp. They just need direction. And that's what God has ordained us to be. The directions to close this generational gap. They can learn, when you look at these generations, they can learn words and lyrics to songs. And some of the songs don't mean them no good. But God has placed us head over these generations. And yes, some of them think they know it all and act like they don't hear you, though, when you're speaking. They got that I don't hear you, though, in their head. Of what's being shared. Yes, I can say that because we were younger generations too. We probably had the same mentality. Input wisdom into their spirits. Ask them to tell us, who is Jesus to you? and what he means to you. We got to ask them these things. And then we got to ask them, these younger generations, why do we celebrate Christmas? Why do we celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday? Ask them. Call them up. Again, I said some of them think they know it all. Call them up. I was a teenager. I was just like them. Thought I know it all. But the thing is, I shut up and listened. Listened and observed. I observed my mama, my dad, my grandparents. I listened and observed. And I always say, please listen. Listen to what they have to say. Let them speak. Close attention. One of my grandnephews, Jay Quiet, when he was little, he was about 4 or 5. He would say, Auntie, but are you listening? He wants your attention. He wants you to look eye to eye. Are you listening? We have to be interested in their ideals. These children, they have visions and ideals. Interested in their ideals. Let them voice their opinions. We have to be like Jesus. He loved the children. I tell you, my grandnephew always say, he brought me so much joy just hearing him speak. Thank you, Jesus. These generations here, family, they wanted to do it now. This is what I said. We got to introduce them to FURA, familiarity, understanding, revelation, application, so they can apply the word of God to their lives now. The younger generation, investing time, sharing him, sharing Jesus. Get the younger generation's Bibles, Bible-appropriate Bibles that they can relate to. Because, see, some of the Bibles we have as adults, they have different stages of Bibles. Sharing with Jesus within family, it's one of the most valuable things we can give them. These generations, because you know, as they get older, they don't value too much. They get an iPhone, it's just an iPhone. They get an iPad, it's just an iPad. You know, they don't value things like that. Give them Jesus, the most valuable thing you can. I tell you, it's something that they will never, never lose their value. Thank you, Jesus. I always say, it says in the Word of God, he says that, says the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. That's Isaiah 40:8. Something that will never lose its value. Something that will be here forever. Something that could save you from a lot of pain and heartache. If I would have knew then. Thank you, Jesus. But thank you, Lord, for my now. And family, we have to point it out to them why our Father says, he says to honor thy mother and father. Let them know that he is the father of all fathers. Because some of these generations, they may not have a father figure in the house. Let them know that they have a father at all times and they can call on him. Never too busy. Let them know that the Father of all fathers is with all of them and will never leave them nor forsake them. You just got to let them know, don't leave him. Thank you, Jesus. Let them know that he loves them unconditionally. Glory. You have to think. Because some of these generations' families, they have puppy loves going on. And some of them may feel like puppy loves that have broken their heart and let them down. They have to know that they can stand strong on the love of God, that he loves us forever. Put us in there too. Amen. In the Word of God, it uses the word generation in many ways. The word generation refers to all the people at the same time. Generation. When we read the word and we read about generations. In Matthew 24 and 34. This is Jesus speaking. He said, "Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all things take place." That's Matthew 24 and 34, same as in Luke 21, 32, the same as in Mark 13 and 30. Amen. I truly believe that Jesus was speaking of the Antichrist. This generation, family, when we speak of this generation, it means all of us. When we speak in modern ways, we define generations by the ages. Generation Z, that's some teenagers in there, and young adults, adolescents, 10 to 25. The millennials, that's them computer techs. They sharp as a whiz, you know, 26 to 41. Then we have the Gen X, 42 to 57. That getting established. Then we had the baby boomers. We jump in there, baby boomers, 58 to 67. And then normally, family, a generation is 30 years. And as we look, closing a generational gap. When we look now, you have a child, some of them having them. Their generations are getting closer. So 30 years, you might have three generations in there. So we got a lot of work to do. We ain't got no time. We got to get started. Amen, family? When we say generation, closing generational gap, one generation raises the next. When you read the Bible, even the Old Testament, New Testament, they were inputting and instilling in the next generation. So we can know. This is why we say we must pick up the ball. Pick it up. Pick up the ball. It was dropped. You got to introduce Jesus to all the generations. Gen Z, millennials, X, baby boomers, all of us, we all need to know Jesus. Family, we have work to do as disciples of Christ. Oh, Jesus. We have to be able to reach all generations, those above us and below us. Oh, Jesus. Again, I say, we got to take our time and speak to them on their levels. Speak to them where they can understand, in the terms that they can relate to. Because we know our younger generation, they have a language of their own. Sometimes you got to stay on top of them. Amen. We have different levels of all generations. Teaching to reach. We got to reach them where they are. And we have to be patient. Oh, Jesus, thank you for my patience. Him working in me. We have to be patient in everything we do, from the oldest to the youngest. Teaching the word of God to our younger generation. We need Bibles. We need Bibles they can relate to. They have them, the children Bibles, for the younger children, the youth. And they have them, some of them have pictures. But we must teach the younger generation that in him, when he says in his word, we can do all things. That's only through him that he gives us the strength. We have to let them both know that, family, because our younger generation, they are on overload. They're on overload just seeing their senses of seeing and hearing things from the TV, from the radio, from the internet, their internet sources, they're overloaded with things. And some of the things don't mean them no good. Downloading with them, that's the key to life. Some of these things they're listening to, it's downloading in them that the key to life is money. Having fly things, doing big things, wearing name brand things. But, you know, that's all good. We all like nice things. But sometimes you got to ask them, when was the last time Versace, Louis Vuitton, or Coach sold something into you? Because there's some people out here that some people got their own gear. Even our pastor, it's my gear. You know, you have to, why are you sowing it? These people ain't sowing into your life. They're not even sowing and sharing the word of God with you. Sometimes we got to watch. We got to watch. Watch what they love. Amen. If they loving something, we have to make sure that we let them know where everything comes from, who provides everything, how they were built through God's provision. Everything. We have to explain that to them, these younger generations. Amen. We have to teach them that all things belong to God. Yes, we can hear some of the celebrities. Celebrities go up, as they call themselves, famous people. They go up, and sometimes they accept them, whatever they accept. And we hear them say, thanks to our God, upon accepting their awards and their trophies. But later, do their character and their actions match up with the talk? See, this is why we got to close the generational gaps and protect our children. Amen, family? These relationships in Jesus, it's not a religion. It's a lifestyle. We have to let these generations know it's a lifestyle. I tell you, built on the Lord, our God. I tell you, family, the celebrities that are operating the characteristics of Jesus, that's to let children, the generations know. They're very selective in the roles they play, in the music they put out. Sometimes, you know, we can listen to, we can, you know, music, I love music. Music is good. And, you know, Psalms, you know, the Psalms, everything is good. We make a joyful noise to God. But sometimes, we can listen and hear the beat and fail to listen to the word. Oh, Jesus. We got to watch and observe these generations that they do not worship idols. Some of them worship celebrities. You should love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, spirit. We got to teach them that. We have to teach these generations. I tell you, family, we have to also make sure we're monitoring their screen time. What they're doing on the air, what they hear on the air. We have to pay attention. Amen, family. Introduce them to some Christian hip hop. Their generation like hip hop. We got Christian gospel hip hop out here. Introduce them to that. When we listen to music again, I say, family, the beats sound good, but are you paying close attention to the words? Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we have to, when the children, these younger generations get home, we have to ask them, how was your day? How was your day? How's your week going? Communication. These younger generations get their little electronics and apparatus and want to run into the room, but hold up. Let's talk. This is why you got to talk to your kids. You might not know if these generations are having bullying or something going on in school. You have to communicate. Sit down and pray with them. Tell them to trust in God. Tell them let's pray together. We have to be inquisitive on what they are listening to. Some of them running around. I'm going to raise my hand because I use my earbuds too. But some of them running around with earbuds, earplugs, and everything. We got to monitor this. What you listening to under there? God has ordained you as parents who have children and guardians and aunties and uncles. I'm going to jump in too. Find out what these generations underneath us are doing. Amen, family? I tell you, because we have to make sure they're spending, all of us are spending our God-given time wisely. Family, I'm closing up now. But I'm closing up with this scripture. It is our responsibility. Amen, family. Ephesians 3:21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask and think according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. All generations. Sometimes, family, we just got to meditate on his word, share his word, share it with these generations that need to know his word. They don't need to know later, after the fact. They need to know now. You know, some of them think they're out there by themselves. They study everything. These younger generations will learn everything. Teach them the word of God. Don't let God sit down on and see our generation failing. Be holding us accountable for these generations behind us. I thank God, you know, because my grandmother and my mother, but some of them, since you know, Sam family, some generations behind us, I'm in the 60s, the 50s, the 40s, the 40s, 30s, the 20s is kind of lost out there. I'm just going to keep it real. They kind of lost out there. Them the ones running wild like that. They don't know God. This is why we say we got work to do. If they knew God, they wouldn't be killing one another. We have work to do. We have to know that God is love. If they got God within, they will love, and they say love covers a multitude of sins. God will have you think before you pull a trigger. Oh, I can't hurt nobody. I'm not being like Jesus. Teach these younger generations to have the characteristics of Christ. Think like Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. What would Jesus do? Would Jesus walk past Mrs. Jones and roll her eyes? Would Jesus talk about her behind her back? Would Jesus complain about her, what she got? No, 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 no. We all, this is why I always say, we have to pray to the Lord, Lord, let me die to myself so I can walk in the Spirit and operate in the Spirit. Yeah, it's a battle. It's a, we all battle. I battle it all the time. You know, I do. But I always say, Lord, greater are you in me than the evil in this world. And the evil in the world can be that spirit that I allow in me. But I always say, greater are you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving me an opportunity to be used as your vessel. Father, I always say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, if I don't thank you enough. Father, I thank you for in the good times and the bad times. I just thank you for your mercy, Lord. But I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we just don't sit on the mercy seat. I pray, Father, that we get up and do something, that we reach these generations, Father, that are lost. They're running out here, Father, because they don't know you. They don't know your son, Jesus, Father. They don't know love, Father. They don't know you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we say, I cry out to you. I cry out to you, Father, that you will reach these generations. These generations, Father, that will be someday be president. President, Father, that you have appointed to look over our nation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Save the generations. We must save the generations behind us. Always pray, family. Always pray. I look at my grandnieces and nephews, and I always pray because I said some of them are lost without saviors. Because if you don't know your savior, you're lost. Jesus, help us. Help us, Lord. We need help. And we need you now. Hallelujah. Family, that is what's the word. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Never leave us nor forsake us. Black history. When you think about our ancestors, yes. The generations, how they
love.
Yes,
he is mighty.
Yes, mighty to be praised.
Yes, he is. Come on, let's give him some praise right now. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord. We thank you right now, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. We just honor you. Yes. We just bask in your presence, Lord. We thank you for your spirit tonight flowing through this woman of God that she has shared with us. Lord, let that fire be lit, Lord. Let it stay lit and let it run lit. Let it light him up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, woman of God, for an encouraging word. Continually just preaching and just keeping it real. I'm reminded of Evangelist Virginia Valentine. She said, preach Jesus, and you can't go wrong.
Preach Jesus.
I think we're continuing that flow. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We want to give anybody an opportunity to tune in tonight. You can dial 1 on your keypad. That'll bring you into our in our queue that if you had a comment, a prayer request, a question, or maybe you were that one person out there that doesn't know who Jesus is. and you're saying, man, this sounds exciting, but I've never heard it like this. Dial one. That's why we're here. We want to give you the opportunity to know that everything God has done for us is available for you even more. You just got to put your hand to the plow and work. That was my biggest revelation. So we want to definitely invite that. If you're out there, dial one. Come on. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Come on in and let's talk. Oh, no, she never did dial one. I believe this is Dr. Julie. Good evening. Welcome to Women Speak Now with What's the Word and Pastor Terry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am blessed to be here tonight. I thank God for that word, Pastor Terry. You are so honored about the generation and the things with the parents and the children with the music and, you know, just the way they're doing things now with not paying attention to some things and spending time with them, amen, and talking to them about their daily, amen. And I know it sounds old school to a lot of people, but it's still some things I think truly should be, you know what I'm saying, still being done because the children need to know that the parents are paying attention, amen, to their well-being.
Amen.
And I think that would make a great difference. And I thank God this evening for you bringing that across because somewhere the ball was dropped, amen, for our children to be going through some of the things they're going through. But I believe that it's not hopeless, amen, for all that hear this message. And maybe they didn't know what needed to be done because they didn't have it. But perhaps this message will reach somebody, and they'll realize this is the part that's been missing. Hallelujah. Thank God for this message. I was blessed. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Come on. That's the highest praise. That's something we can all do together. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You out there in the listening land, just throw up a hallelujah with us also and just let know, God, that we just love him. Give him the highest praise. Amen. Eric Cole, 225. I don't even have to do this. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live on Women Speak Now with What's the Word, all these W's. What's the Word with Pastor Terry? Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What's the Word with Pastor Terry? Pastor Terry? Hi, my sister.
Good evening. Hey, my sister.
Oh, praise the Lord. I praise God for you. I thank him for you. What an awesome word. You preach Jesus tonight. You really did. You preach nothing but Jesus. You preach Jesus.
Praise God.
He really used you tonight. I could feel the anointing. I could feel the power of God. I could just feel his presence. When I was listening to you, I might have got on a little late, but guess what? You keep doing what you're doing. Because you talk, let me say this. Please, let me say this. We need to work while it's day.
Yes.
Preach why it's day, because night is coming and no man can work.
Yes, Lord.
God loves you, my sister, and so do I. You have brought that word for the children. Oh, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you tonight, Lord.
Praise
come on, let's just get another hallelujah in there tonight together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody else want a hallelujah? Dial one with us. Come on into the scene, and let's give God the best praise. See. When the word goes forth, it encourages those that love God to really just shout and want to tell him more. Amen.
Yes.
Erica, 324-8307. You're live on What's the Word with Pastor Terry.
Hi, Pastor Terry. This is Miss Hamilton. I just want to give you all the praise and all the glory that God has given you to be a vessel for us all. And I tell you, I appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate you and love you too, my sister. Thank you for coming in, chiming in with your support. All glory to God because, you know, this is something that's dear to my heart for the generations that are behind some of us right now, you know, that don't know Jesus. So we can all do this. Like Dr. Julie said, we can all do this, but we just need to know there's some out there without not knowing the Christ. for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to shout out Miss Hamilton, Tabora Hamilton. She is the founder and director of Linden Ear. And she is inner city. She does a great class. She teaches art. And I don't know if you know, colors bring up a lot of things. I listened to their class this Saturday at the Mafundi building in Watts. And just to see the children and the kids really interact about colors and learn how colors mix, you know, that it kind of shows them that even in life that we're all the same. So I want to give a shout out to Tabora being on board tonight. She's out there doing
that
work.
Thank you.
And you know, we shoulder to shoulder and hip out there. And it's good to have others that are doing the same thing.
Amen. I love that, too, with the art. You said with the children, with the art, because this is what I'm saying. They have the children's Bible with pictures that get their attention, and they get more understanding from that. So praise be to God for that beautiful, mighty woman of God doing it. And amen.
That's right. Well, I didn't do it last time, but I am going to definitely go live on my page. You know, I got 5,000 members. Everybody need to see this type of ministry because it can be shared and it can be expanded throughout this country. We're doing so many things together right now. We're building an entrepreneurial class. We have the art studies and Linden Ear and other people that are coming in with their talents and their services. That is just not for here. This is for Houston. This is for I know these states are on board. So I'm gonna throw you out there. This is for Florida.
Amen.
This is for Minnesota. I mean Wisconsin. Covenant with us that just not to watch what we're doing here. I know weather constricts you a little bit, but we're doing some things that you can do inside and really help the kids. I know for me, God said to me, guys, and I want to just share this. That's why my passion for kids is so high. Is that I've done it. I'm at the peak of what I would ever be, and that doesn't mean I'm not going to be successful and continue to share the word of God and to reach the lost and unsaved. But my chance to be president is done. My chance to be corporate leader of a corporation is over. I have to do what I have left. But the children, this generation that we're talking about, still has an opportunity. And if we all come together and look at it that same way, is that, you know what, he's right. I'll never be president, you know. You know that you had to be raised at a young age for these type of things. I'll never be an astronaut. I'll never be a scientist. Those are things I have to accept, but I know I can still be the greatest man I am. But can I help kids be the things that I couldn't? We can do that. But we can use tools and all of our gifts
Church
to make
dreams.
That happen.
Yes. Their dreams,
and I know I can do all things through Jesus Christ, but I know he is not to make I know I am not going to be president. My record will not allow it. Even though I've had some stuff expunged, they would still say, oh, no, we can't let him be elected. Yeah.
No,
amen?
No, no. You know with God, all
amen.
Things are possible. Amen.
Anything
all things
is
possible.
That's right.
God,
oh,
that's
you
right.
know.
And that's why I'm president of, look, that's why I'm president of Ease Tees for you.
So you
that's
know
why I'm president
you,
of
Hamilton, you got that. You got that Lifetime Achievement Award twice, so you know it wasn't sent for no reason.
No,
God,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
Knows,
and
so,
I'm so, why do you have to throw that out there? I'm very honored that President Barack Obama and President Biden both found it favorable to give me an achievement award in a eight year. I mean, one of the people that are that doesn't happen, and I was really blessed with that. So. Don't tell me God won't do it.
He won't he do it? Amen.
Rosalind,
praise
Rosalind,
God.
We want to bring you in. Come on, this is What's the Word with Pastor Terry. Come on, let's hallelujah together, y'all. Hallelujah.
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 Good evening, President Dr. Edward Hamilton.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think you'd make a wonderful president.
Yes, we will.
Pastor Terry, I tell you, sis, you know that word? We talk about this generational gap every day around here. And believe me, I know. But I didn't know you was going to bring that word tonight because that's a real hot topic there.
This is, and all the listeners on, this is my sister. We live together. But when the Lord gives me something, I don't release it till he tells me. She hears it as you guys hear it. And I just set him down. But we room by room, you know, but I let the Lord just use me. Because, I feel passionate about these generations. I feel a passion, you know, about the younger generations. Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, I thank you, sis, because you've been a help with me with all of my grandchildren. And, you know, this is what we really see the breakdown in our generations, you know. I see things that, you know, I want to change. I do my best to help them. And I know I raised my sons to, I felt I raised them to do better than what I see them doing sometimes. But, you know, these are their children. I love them all. And I have to just pray for them. And, you know, when I get them and when I get
That's
their
right,
attention,
cover.
When we get their attention, we're going to feed
right.
into them. Okay.
That's
we're
right.
going to feed yeah. it. I feed into my sons, but I've raised them already. And I know I raised them right. And
That's
I just
right.
want them to do better with their children. You know, put the, you know, make sure that they know the Lord and keep that in them, because that's where I see the breakdown occurring here in my own family. And I just pray for them. And when we're able, we always get together and, hey, we share words with them. And sis, I thank you so much, because I know you're a big help with me with a dozen grandchildren.
Love you too. Glory to God.
Yes. Glory to God.
I got you beat, though.
You know, like
you
said, it's a work in process.
I'm blessed. You know, I always say I'm blessed. I got a child anytime I want, and I'm blessed. I can take him back anytime I want to.
Yes, that's right.
You
got your baby. How old is he now? 9 years old? Eight years old.
Eight.
Daquan, that's yours.
Yes.
The neighbors still believe that's your birth child.
Yeah, I know.
I think I beat you in the grandkids' age. I got something to lend too. You ever need a child to come around just to hang out? Let me know. I will get one Ubered. We will get one Ubered over to your house immediately.
Ubered over. We're gonna pick them up.
Yeah. Go pick them up and then drop them back off. I love my grandchildren. Yeah. I gotta go home.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
Love them.
But praise God. God. Awesome word, though.
Amen.
Sis.
Hallelujah.
Awesome
hallelujah.
Word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I just wanted to make mention of some things that are happening. I don't know if you guys have read some posts that I put out there, but there is a strong cry in this nation for prayer.
Yeah.
And we need to attack.
Uh-huh.
We need to unite, and we need to be a part of it. Now, I want to tell you a story.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a call about this prayer vigil for mothers of murdered children, stray bullets. I mean, it's major here in Los Angeles. But I got a call to help with the prayer that they're going to do a 48-hour prayer, and they didn't have any slots. They probably had about 10 slots connected when they called me, and they said, we want you to help facilitate it. Well, I got on. I went on fire. I was calling people personally. I need you on this. By this morning, I didn't feel about, and these were people, most people were just taking 15 minutes. But everybody I called was like, I got an hour or two. And then we start pumping in names. Before noon, the 48 hours was filled. Don't tell me.
Glory to God.
That just by a few saints saying yes, you motivate others to do the same. So
yes
on the 26th. At midnight, 26th of February, midnight, until the 27th midnight, which would really be the 28th. So that's all of Saturday and Sunday, ending Monday morning, we are going to be praying across this nation against violence, against murder, against black-on-black crime, white-on-white crime, purple-on-purple crime. We are going to just pray against crime in general. And then, oh, my God, this Sunday at the Mufundi building in Watts, we are having a prayer vigil live in the parking lot. We're going to take out the speakers. Y'all know how loud I get, so we're going to be blowing it up. It's not going to be a particular preaching. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We're going to lay oil all over the place. You better come with just regular clothes, because you might get oiled up, too. But we are going to take over the city of Watts this Sunday, and we will not leave it alone. We need your help. Come and pray with us.
Sir.
Come and be a part.
Yes.
Come and celebrate.
Yes, sir.
How
yes.
we can come together on one accord and make this thing happen. I believe I know I'm praying, but I believe I'll do praise and worship. And we got a musician. It's going to be good.
Yes,
it's going to be good. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. this Sunday, 1827 East 103rd Street, corner of Wilmington and 103rd. It's going down. Now, this is the first of many that will come. And we're looking at all of our individual ministries coming, doing their own thing. This is going to be a joint venture at first. So come on out. It's a lot of ministries I'm just meeting. We want you guys to be a part. You know, I'm going to go live so you guys that can't make it can be a part of it also. But if you can come, please. And this is the thing I need
Glory
you to do.
Glory to God.
Clean your closet. If you got some extra clothes, extra shoes, blankets. I'm going tomorrow and getting blankets and hygiene and all that. But we want to have this stuff available Sunday for those that come who are in need that they can leave with something. So clean your closet out. If you can't come and stay, come and drop it off. If you can't, if you can't come there, drop it off at my office. But clean your closet out, get some extra stuff, or go buy something if you want to keep all that stuff you have in your closet. Go buy some stuff and drop it off. The community, because whether you know it or not, whether you know it or not, the inner cities are still in dire need. Help us help them. But we are going to pray, and we're going to pray. And I'm taking the Now Church with me. They just finding out short notice, but Minister Mike agreed. He said, "Oh yeah, I'm down. Can I beatbox?" I said, "Well, let's get there early before the old school church folks maybe not understand, but we'll do a live little mini concert around 2:30 with any rappers that come by. But then we are going to solitude ourselves in the prayer at 3 p.m. Come on out, 1827 East 103rd Street, the corner of Wilmington and 103rd in Watts. When you search it, it says Los Angeles, California, but that is Watts. Come on out and be a part of it with us. And then remember, the 26th and 27th of this month, we are praying with the mothers of murdered children and so many organizations here in Los Angeles. Now we're nationwide. We are going to be praying for 48 hours straight. And you guys know I love this stuff. Come and be a part. Come and be a part.
Amen.
Pastor Terry, your closing remarks and pray us out of here.
Yes. You know, I just pray for our younger generations that they know Jesus as our generations before us knew. Even when we weren't free, when they were in slavery, they still knew the Lord. So that's my prayer in the name. That's my words I'm going to share. But in the name of Jesus, Father, I come to you humbly to say thank you, Lord. Just thank you for this time, this opportunity. You have used me as your vessel tonight to share a word. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray against the spirit of crimes. I pray against, Father, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of killing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those mothers that have lost children to gang violence, to killing, senseless killing, to drive-by killing, Father. I pray that their hearts be comforted. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that all of us as we leave here, those on the lines and those to come later on the archives, I pray that, Father, we continue to reach the generations, even if their Father, are not in our households, that we do something, Father, to reach out to them, to let them know that you are the Father of all fathers and, Father, that you love them unconditionally. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, I pray to you, Father, and I submit my prayer to you. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I dare you to sit here for a minute and get your praise on. Put your hands in the air. Everybody,
hallelujah.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.